Lunchtime, 1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know.
You need to know.
Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela 24, Johannesburg 21, Rustenburg 26.
Congestion, slow moving traffic in the Crown area. We've also got slow moving traffic, Bedford View N3 North on the link to the N12 East at Galulis and four ways M1 South. Now got a stationary vehicle before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
Unregistered students from Wits University are picketing outside Luthuli House seeking an audience with the ANC's National Working Committee. This action follows a 12-day hunger strike initiated on the 14th of February, protesting against financial exclusions due to historical debt. Despite appeals to university management and the Higher Education Minister, students remain unregistered as the academic year progresses.
Exclusionary policies are a legacy of apartheid that Wits University still embraces to date. We then said we will not die in the periphery. We understand that black lives don't matter at Wits University, and you discard us for being poor and black. You'd expect us to die in the rurals and the townships.
That's Wits University's leader of the hunger strike, Siviwe Mafuna. Now, the ANC's National Working Committee is also set to meet today to discuss the way forward regarding the Government of National Unity, the relationship between the ANC and the DA, the biggest parties within the coalition government, has been strained after the DA voted against the adoption of the fiscal framework last week. Here's Deputy President Paul Mashatile.
When we were in Parliament, they didn't vote for the budget. And we passed the budget with other parties. We're still going to go back. We have to pass the Appropriation Act and other laws. So the NWC is only meeting tomorrow to get this report. And after its deliberation, it will say what should happen next.
At the same time, the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation has urged the governments of national unity to collaborate towards a common vision for South Africa's advancement. This comes as the foundation hosted a legacy business breakfast in Illovo today. Speaking on the sidelines, the foundation's CEO, Nishant Bolton, emphasized the importance of unified leadership.
The foundation recognized that for a government of national unity to work, there must be a common vision that people are working to. The foundation hopes their fallback positions and, if possible, find a way forward. In the end, there will be a government of national unity. It's just whether a government of national unity includes the DA or not.
In other big news at lunchtime, Gauteng police have confirmed three men were shot and killed in Molofo, Soweto. The men are all members, apparently, of a local taxi association. The exact motive for the shooting remains unclear. Spokesperson Noxolo Kweza.
8 o'clock, a silver grey vehicle appeared and fired shots at their vehicle as it was driving from Mofolo village going to the direction of Dube. All three died on the scene.
And Black Business Unity has called for transparency in the funding process of spaza shops by the Department of Small Business Development. This followed by the launch of a 500 million rand spaza shop fund from the Small Business Development and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. Here's the organization's public relations officer, Mike Malloy.
One of our members, Soweto Traders Association, did ask the Ministry of Small Business to disclose to them. They made a formal request to disclose to them who are the people that they have funded since the establishment of the department. And the department has refused to give access. They will just give us, we funded so many businesses, but we wanted to know who are those people.
I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 2.
Oh, you had time to do the top story and the whole thing.
What?
And you had an opportunity there to wish two of our colleagues a happy birthday.
Yay! Yeah. Mac and Megan.
Yeah, that's right. Our early morning pre-breakfast to breakfast presenter, Mac Rapapali, celebrating a birthday, and Megan Mitchell, the producer of, what's that show called again?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Breakfast with Martin Bester and the team, Megan's birthday today. Happy birthday. We'll check out your birthday and the famous birthdays in half an hour after this.
30 minutes of more music you